Joe Biden awed by record high gas prices, part of incredible transition from fossil fuels. By Simon Kent on May 24, 2022. Can you feel the love? As everyday Americans are forced to live with the pain of gas prices spiking to record highs at the pump, President Joe Biden sees something far more alluring in the offing. He believes the country is going through an incredible transition from fossil fuels via high gas prices and onto something greener and, by association, better. Biden offered his take on gas prices during a joint press conference with Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Monday. Here's the situation. And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over. Biden said, finding nothing but positivity and future sunshine for Americans as the end point for their current pain. The national average for a gallon of regular gas stands at $4.56 as of Monday, which is more than 40 cents higher than just 4 weeks ago and builds on a succession of price rises. In parts of the country such as California, however, the average price for a gallon of regular gas reached $6.06 on Monday, Fox News reported. Meanwhile, the cost of diesel fuel, used by farmers and truckers to supply Americans with the products they need, has increased 75% over the past year. Biden claimed his administration has taken steps to prevent the price at the pump from going even higher. The president pointed to the release of 1 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve as an example of his caring for day-to-day concerns of voters, Fox News noted. And what I've been able to do to keep it from getting even worse, and it's bad. The price of gas at the pump is something that I told you. You heard me say before, it would be a matter of great discussion at my kitchen table when I was a kid growing up. It's affecting a lot of families, Biden said. But we have released over 200 and, I think, 57,000 million barrels of oil, I should say. Us and the rest of the world we convinced to get involved. It's helped, but it's not been enough, he added. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.